Next, we have Hassan, and she's traveled all the way here from Philadelphia. I met Hassan, I guess, in 2001. I guess it was the summer of October of 2001. We were doing a reading for an anthology called 100 Days, and it was an anthology of poems commemorating, or something like that, the first 100 days of the Bush presidency. And it was a publication done in England, and there were a number of poets in there who were from the United States. And so they had two readings, one in England and one in Philadelphia. And Hassan, I met Hassan at this reading. She was one of the authors in there. And so I'd like to give Hassan a warm round of applause, please. Thank you.
Hey. I'm a little ill-prepared, so I'm not sure about the time. Patrick, I thought you were going to sit behind me so you could kick me when I hit my mark. You be back, all right? I'm counting on you to kick me. Actually, I would be worse off if it weren't for my friend Lynn, who came with me. She's my ex-partner of 10 years. And it's great that we're still friends, and she helped actually pick out the poems that I'm going to read, and I don't even know exactly what they are, so we'll see what happens. But the first one, actually, she didn't pick, and it's because it's one that I wrote to her a while back. It's called Swallow. Azure sky tonight over my frozen alley. Blurred stars reflect your patterns. Our universe has a way of squeezing everything before it's born or reborn, like your hold on my tired organs. I think your constellation is a babe's fist. I think your weight is very serious. Why is my path from you sometimes so arduous? I may know this one, but don't care to know. One day I want to take you to Africa and forget everything before it. About 3 years ago, I started a project called Sky Journals, basically a journal that has to do with the grueling and sometimes really exciting process of transformation. One is from land, one book. The other is from sea. And of course, the one that's from sea is about the submergence. That's the more difficult process. I'm going to read a few from that, but I'm going to alternate. These are kind of, some of the pieces are corresponding in each book. So I'll start with from sea and then switch to from land, and I think I'm going to do three from each one. Blasphemous master, placate me now, ripping against my face with vague syntax. What strikes real into you? There are stances to learn against superstition's warrior. Choose weapons wisely or be insignificant. Struggle for dialogue with yearning shadows. Let me capture images to demonstrate my argument. Proof of my red attempts, some movements studied. This is where she again desires a boating or bathing, interruptions of failure. Don't track your children's moral stories of it. Make that real skill. Take a sledgehammer to your thin mast and set your rudder afire. Slash your this is what the body can do. Split the brazen hull in two. Don't cough above me or giggle in the sea. Sear your cliches. Let silence finally steal the breath of words from your lips. You've everywhere to go. I've none. Refuse to listen to me. Blue threat spread on the line, what I've never seen before, ties the tubes of areas, foul pleasure and bridges, the sight of thought, or dive assorted to taxidermy. Elemental oozing to figure indecent descent, crying on the train windows, mark the blunt end of youthful parades of flight. Napes and skies have everything in common. Exorcising monsters, I exercise my imagination. Well-toned, diverse fractals make the landscape. What all am I host to? Days won't be needing those glasses. Roots of trees deep in the walls, larynx, so much opposite the sky, endlessly dispensing what those parts of me were called. Deep in the blood, cells call for ordinary, which word pops or tunnel direct with association. I'd rather it leap and surprise, of course. Topics range from lore to tendril penetration and oven cleaners or extermination of general varmints that seem too smart. Presorb me with a very real situation of running in place. It, the sky, was steaming again, but in an orange stew between the lower clouds of purple or a touch of terrible pink and mostly gunmetal, the color of things I wished to shoot several times, several times. Rain again, recent, a rock I've loved, all heart, anemone, Harriet Tubman, Farsi, even an ideologue, ideal cloud, ideal god, uncapped clouds, body aqua effervescent at that thought, sanguineous jumping beans. The next one's from the land as well. Particles reflecting the senses, maybe dark matter also reflects. Doctor, is this my calligraphic zen? Again, still symbols uncrashing in my body no less. Comes to mind at 2:40 a.m., standing steamed platform bound, the blood organ piping vodka and elements soaking or rending my body at 2:45, while reflection as glory and how it is, I shrug off Heiligenschein, but imagine I've this severe lack of imagination, the debilitation of my society, someone said, over radio fade, your perspective product. And I said, fuzzy back and delayed, maybe all slavery. How is it that you have any interpretation of Zen? I think, no, I crave that affirmation of the root argument for my sprawling optimism. Fog, aria. Any idea what time it is? I'm just going to read a couple more.
No.
Am I good? All right. You know, I'm really digging. I don't know, some of you probably came in late, but Randall had put this effigy. Okay, we're not going to burn it, are we?
Oh, no.
Okay, all right. Of George Bush down here, and it's really freaking me out. He looks so pained. Okay. Yeah, he's trying really hard to wrap his teeny tiny little brain around all these words. It's nice. I like that pained expression. Wow. He's very cool. I wish I could be that cool. Just sit there with my mouth open for an hour. For life. Yeah. This is called Fragility. Just one break and I'm broken, lips brushing an earlobe, a cough with a blood clot, a game of hide and seek, eyes that grow deeper, a sad man's garden, a child who loathes himself. Memory lit with sun, life of a stranger's reflection. Those who stop and those who should but don't. Prohibited dancing, bliss, time span, fear of tragedy, love of tragedy. This is mid-afternoon. I come out of a future, small bird flies through the window, disappears inside me. Teeming quiet tethers from or toward me in my gut. Fresh gut string forms to my banged up instrument. There may gather five, perhaps two, or I will find strong now only one, gazing at accidental inscriptions. Weather sends me opposite the bird. Yet I disappear out the window. Wind is something like this bird. Dark sea. Last ship light, small pieces, easier answer, fond of Blackwater home. What's left to return to? Let's light this wick to see your inward face. Let's blow it out to see the Milky Way. Sails are almost still, white stain of my ribs. All the world longs. Next day's horn, last night's two short gazes. And the last one. I wrote this for my friend Don Riggs, who's a really wonderful, wonderful, smart, great writer with a great sense of humor. And he's highly entertaining as well. So I had a day with him. We spent the day, the afternoon, having lunch and yapping over really great food at the White Dog in West Philly. Soil with homegrown. Peach today for lunch, delicious. Eve's hypotheses creep skin, fantastic. Suffuse sugar cane and lemon, sucre. Final flaw of self-question, riddance. Basil flower and water, sigh. Something about broken yolks, smiling. Cranberry juice and goat cheese. That's just an exclamation point. Manipulate my corpse with foot, dig it. Strawberry rhubarb pie, indulge me. Thanks.
Thank you, Hostin. Hostin wrote a really great book. Sky Journal. Do you have it in the back?
Yeah.
It's just a gorgeous book, and Marcus has it holding on. What else?
I did a companion one, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dirty, grimy one.
And a dirty, grimy companion piece to it. So I strongly advise you to check it out. It's a Sky Journal's a beautiful book, and I'm sure the other companion piece is beautiful as well.
In a grimy
kind of way.